then answered her discreet Telemachus, "Nay, mother, I will tell you all the truth. We went to Pylos, to Nestor, the shepherd of the people, and he, receiving me within his lofty palace, gave me such hearty welcome as a father gives his child when lately come from far, after a long time away. So heartily he entertained me, he and his noble sons. Of hardy Odysseus, he said he had not heard from any man on earth if he were alive or dead. But with horses and a strong-built chariot, he sent me to the son of Atreus, to the spearman Menelaus. There I saw Argive Helen, her in behalf of whom Argives and Trojans bore so much at the gods' bidding. And Menelaus, good at the war cry, soon asked me on what errand I came to royal Lacedaemon. I told him all the truth, and then he answered thus and said to me, 'Heavens, in a very brave man's bed they sought to lie, the weaklings, as when in the den of a strong lion a hind has laid, asleep, her newborn sucking fawns, then roams the slopes and grassy hollows seeking food, and by into his lair the lion comes, and on both hind and fawns brings ghastly doom. So shall Odysseus bring a ghastly doom on these. Ah, Father Zeus, Athena, and Apollo, if with the power he showed one day in stately Lesbos, when he rose and wrestled in a match with Philomelides, and down he threw him heavily while the Achaeans all rejoiced, if, as he was that day, Odysseus now might meet the suitors, they would all find quick turns of fate and bitter rites of marriage. But as to what you ask thus urgently, I will not turn to talk of other things and so deceive you. But what the unerring old man of the sea told me, in not a word will I disguise or hide from you. He said he saw Odysseus on an island, in great distress, at the hall of the nymph Calypso, who holds him there by force. No power has he to reach his native land, for he has no ships fitted with oars, nor crews to bear him over the broad ocean ridges. So said the son of Atreus, the spearman Menelaus. And this accomplished, back I sailed. The gods gave breezes and brought me swiftly to my native land. So he spoke, and stirred the heart within her breast. But godlike Theoclymenus addressed them thus, "O honored wife of Laertes' son, Odysseus, certainly Menelaus did not know the truth. Listen instead to words of mine, for I will plainly prophesy and not conceal. First, then, of all the gods be witness Zeus, and let this hospitable table and the hearth of good Odysseus, whereto I come, be witness. Odysseus is already within his native land, biding his time or moving, and understanding all these wicked deeds is sowing seeds of ill for all the suitors. As proof, while on the well-benched ship I marked a bird of omen, and I announced it to Telemachus.